ashamu wigwinya
bafangiswa
amazwi kaca
bathu
basa Kill newborn boy children that has just been born. It's not like he had hatred for the young
person.
He knew there is a purpose that needs to be fulfilled. If he knew life today, the devil is not fighting your popularity. He's not fighting your surname. He's fighting what you carry. You carry the purpose of God in the name of Jesus. That is why along the way, he will try to cripple you. He will try to deviate your attention. He will make you commit mistakes along the way. Why? He's stopping you from your purpose. So one thing that he wants to achieve, let not, that you may not fulfill your purpose. When I was born, even my mother and father did not know this, that I'm carrying a purpose from above. They thought they were just carrying a baby, but I was carrying a purpose from above. And that purpose will always prevail, because it is unstoppable. It is unstoppable. It is unstoppable. When you go to Jeremiah 1, when you read from verse 5, the word of God says, Jeremiah 1, before I formed thee, I knew thee. Can you imagine? Even your mother and your father, they got to know you after you were born.
So yeah.
But when it comes to God, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before you came forth, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet. Not just to your family, but to the nation. I look at prophets here. They are ordained by God for the nation in the name of Jesus. When you get to verse 6, the Bible says, then I said, ah, Lord God, I cannot speak, for I'm just a child. The young boy is concentrating on what he cannot do. But the word of God said, before I formed today, I knew you. And I ordained you. And I sanctified you. There is an unstoppable purpose for every believer. There is an unstoppable purpose for every child of God. There is an unstoppable purpose. Maybe there was a time in your life where you took drugs as a way to find your identity. But I want you to know, your real identity is in what God ordained in the beginning.
Hallelujah.
He said, before I formed you in your mother's belly, and before you come at forth, I want to underline the before everything that has happened to you, before you committed any mistake, before you committed any sin, I ordained you. And I want us to rewind in our minds. After all that I've been through, after all that I've done, take me to my before. Take me to my before. Because in my before, I was ordained. In my before, I was sanctified. In my before, take me to my before, O God, where worshipping you was good. Take me to my before, I know there are things that have happened in my after. In my after. But I want to visit my before. Because in my before, it was me and God. In my before, there was no pastor. But there was God. In my before, I was not rooted. Take me back to my before. Take me back to my before. There is a place in the life of a believer called before. Take me to before. Take me to before. Before I sought you, I knew you. Take me to my before. Where only you knew me. Take me to my before. Where even my mother did not know me. Where even my father did not know me. But God knew me. Hey, my mother and my father, they got to know me after I came forth. But there is somebody who knew me and protected me before I came forth. Before I came forth, I have committed a lot of mistakes. I have dated myself. But I want you, O God, to take me to my before. Because in my before, it was me and you. We knew each other. You knew me. You called me by name. All what I'm facing are things that came after my before. There is a before in your life. There is a before in your life. There is a before in your life. You know, in the after, you always suffer consequences. But in the before, you get to be known by God. In the after, there are things that you committed after you met with your friends. But I want you to know, before you met with your friends, there was a before time. Before they enticed you to commit, there was a before time where you were known by God, where you were understood by God, where you were speaking to God and He would hear you. I'm here to say to myself, may I go to my before? May I go to my before? Some people in here, they are married. Life is not easy. But I want to say to you, there is a before marriage, a before marriage time where you enjoyed God, where you danced before the Lord, where you put yourself. Take me to my before. Take me to my before. I know I've got wounds in my body. I've got scars in my body. But my before was not like this. And I say in the name of Jesus, as it was in the beginning, let it be now. In the name of Jesus. In my after, I suffer defeat. In my after, I feel like committing suicide. You know, suicide comes as an afterthought after something has seemed to be difficult for you. But the watch of heaven, the watch of the Spirit, can be rewinded now to your before time. In my before time, everything was working well. In my before time, I would come early for service and worship God. That was my before time. In my before time, carries my before.
It carries
my before experience. There was a time when all what you have seen happening in your life had not yet happened. There was a time in your before where you had not been rejected. There was a before in your life where you had not committed the sin. There was a before. And in that before, somebody knew you. He knew you. He knew you. He knew you. He knew you.
The psalmist will say,
Azange kube lula.
It was never easy.
But I'm saying, let's rewind it. Before what became, began to become. Whatsoever ended up happening, I rewind the watch of the Spirit. Let it be before. Let it be before. And let the experiences of before. When your before moment has come, even the womb of your mother cannot carry you any longer. Because your before moment, even your background cannot delay you. Even the rural areas where you were born cannot stop you. Because in your before, you were ordained a prophet. Before Bishop Dlamamandla laid hands on you and say, I ordain you, you had already been ordained. In fact, the greatest ordination was the ordination you got before you even sing a song. Because a bishop can ordain you after hearing you sing well. And there is a man who ordained you before you said the first words, before you cried the first cry, before you opened your head. Somebody ordained you before you opened your eyes. You were ordained. You were ordained. You are ordained already. You are a prophet of your own life, of your own nation, in the name of Jesus. People that walk in the unstoppable purpose of God, they see things happen. According to Psalms 1, Psalms 46, they see things happen. People who remember the up before time. You know, sometimes those of us who are already getting aged, we sometimes look and say, in my before time,
oh, yeah.
I used to do this for the Lord. Take me back to where I belong. Take me back to where I felt nice to enjoy you. Take me back. In Psalms
46.
The first one, we normally read it when we are going to console families, but let's start in verse 2.
Let's start at verse 2.
The Bible says,
the Bible says,
today that are ordained from the beginning, therefore they will not fear, even though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried away in the midst of the sea, they were ordained from the beginning. Then the enemy cannot unordain what God has ordained. You know, the enemy cannot unordain
what God has ordained.
The Bible continues to say, though the waters therefore roar and be troubled, though the mountains can shake with swelling thereof. Verse 4. There is a river to they that are ordained by God, to they that were not by God from the beginning. There is a river, the streams of that river, they make glad the city of God. They make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle. Verse 5. God is in the midst of
heaven.
God is in their midst. She shall not be moved. I was ordained never to be moved. I was ordained never to be defeated. I was ordained. Not that I will not face battles.
I would never have a team.
But the battles will not defeat. The ordination I have says I cannot be defeated. I cannot be defeated. God shall help her. God shall help her. In the early morning, you will see the hand of the Lord. Today, see the hand of the Lord in your life in Jesus. They that are ordained by God, they that are ordained by God, they walk in victory before they are victorious, because they are more than a conqueror. They that are ordained by God from the beginning, the purpose of God becomes their compass. I have a compass which directs me. When I see storms coming, I know they are fighting the purpose of God. I will defend the purpose of God. Because when you defend the purpose of God, it is the purpose of God that defends you. You think you are defending it, but who are you to defend the purpose of God? But the purpose of God will defend you. Will defend you in the name of Jesus. May you be defended today. May you be defended today. May you be protected today. In the name of Jesus. I have felt alone. I have tasted being alone. I have tasted being lonely. I have tasted suffering. But the purpose of God was still hovering over me. This is the testimony for someone in here who is saying, Pastor, I have suffered so much. I have cried so much. I've been hurt so much. I've been rejected so much. I've been thrown down. Such that I don't even know.
I'm sad.
Why I'm still alive? I will whisper to you and say, you are alive.
We are peeled away.
Because the purpose of God
is
still alive. It's still alive. When you suffered it all, you could have died. But the purpose of God kept you alive. Even today I want to say, it will keep you alive to the end. I don't know what usually happens. What usually happens when it comes to stepchildren and their stepparents. where you will find the child being ill-treated just for being born out of wedlock. Where you will find the mother, the stepmother, even trying to put some poison for the child. One time I saw something like that in the social media. The mother brought a soft drink for the child. But before the child could drink the water, the soft drink, the son to the mother came running. And he said to the stepchild, who are you to be drinking such in my father's house? Then my mother's house. And he began to drink. What kind of an escape is this? This stepchild did not have the mother to defend her, to defend him. But God in heaven made a way. The boy came, snatched the cold drink, said, who are you to be drinking such, not knowing that he's taking poison unto himself? Many of us, we have been defended by God when we did not know what was happening, when we did not know what was happening. Sometimes they will put a snare just on the chair you are supposed to sit. But just before you sit, the chair will triple over.
See what's that?
Before you sit. Because the anointing of God says my outdated one is not going to sit on me. It's not going to sit on me. Hey, my cabrasha. When the purpose of God cannot be stopped. Some people were going for an interview. And when the other one exchanged the document for the other one. The 22, the other one's document. And placed them somewhere. Sign up the interview, okay. And said, take out your document. And the other person could not find the
document.
What had happened? He took the documents and placed them in another side. And the man who had come for the interview said, where are your documents? How could you come this far without your documents? The man said, I brought my documents. But I don't know what has happened. Some of us, the enemy tripled us just at the point of our breakthrough. But during that time, you are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. You are not alone. God is in the midst of her. Even today, God is with you. God is with you. And he is with you for you. Some people are with you to suck from you. But God is with you for your own good. In the name of Jesus. The purpose of God carries rewards. When you see when you manifest the purpose of God, you will carry your reward. May you carry your reward in the name of Jesus. You know the blessing of a believer is that once you are born again, you are walking in the purpose of God. If you were to know how much witches declare against you, but you still prevail. God, you are my Jesus. I override. I override. I overcome. Can you imagine? A person like me and you,
njengam nawe.
We were called an overcomer.
Sabitwa kutsi sibanqobi.
Before we fought the first battle.
Singakali ubiyethe kuqala.
When we entered the battlefield.
Singena nje lambini.
My belt was already carrying. The world champion. In the name of Jesus. The enemy is confused. I thought I was fighting him. But I didn't know. I'm fighting a champion. I'm fighting a champion. You are a champion. Ordained to be a champion. Walking in power. Walking in miracles. Elama Katana. Verse 6. Verse 7. Or jump to ten. And verse 10 says,
verse 10,
this is a message to you now. One. Recognize that you were ordained.
Yeah.
You were known.
What
before you were born.
Umagata.
And know.
Yadi.
Number two.
What's me?
That mountains will roar against you.
What's a game?
But there is a river.
What you want them?
That makes glad.
No wonder the Dolopa Chabu.
The city of God.
The Dolopa Chabu.
And in the midst of that, be still and know.
Ye
be still and know.
Ye
today I'm encouraging somebody. Be still and know.
Ye
because your tomorrow. In fact, your today and tomorrow. Is unstoppable. In the name of Jesus. You will complete what you started. You will overcome what you face. You don't need to chase blessings. Walk in the purpose. The blessings are planted in the purpose. The blessings are planted in the purpose. The blessings are planted in the purpose. You will reap the blessings. As you walk in the purpose. As you walk in the purpose. And the provision of God. What you need from God is easily provided.
We are never manlula.
When you are walking in the purpose. Hannah was walking in the purpose of God. And there was a provision for a child. Because she continued to walk in the purpose. She went to Shiloh.
While
not carrying a child. Some people say, I will only go to Shiloh once I carry a child. But Hannah said, I'm living in my before time. Before the miracle happens, let it try me walking in my before time. When you walk in your before time, when you walk in your purpose, even when the blessing of God comes your way, it will not drive you out of church. Because the blessing you gave me, Lord, found me in church, found me in your presence. Let it not drive me away from your presence. That is why, to young people, it is even good to pray. When you pray for marriage, let it be a marriage that will keep me in your purpose. If it will drive me away from your purpose, let it not come. Because in my before time, I'm guessing for the Lord. If it's going to stop me, let it not come. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run and never get weary. They will walk. I never get tired. In my before time, I don't get tired. In my before time, I don't get weary. In my before time, the purpose of God was driving me. Was driving me. It's about just like you didn't do it. My before time carries my purpose.
The potential
right before time. I'm not going to allow my after time to carry my purpose. But I allow my before time to carry my purpose. Because that is where I found my purpose. In my after time, I was hurt. In my after time, I became hungry. In my after time, there are things I ate. Not because I had to eat them. After hunger, I found myself eating what I was not supposed to eat. But may I take back to my before time. Before the hunger came, I celebrated God. Let it be with you. Be still and know that I am your God. And I will be exalted. I will be exalted in your case today. Let God be exalted. Even above the name of your church. Let God be exalted. Even above the name of your pastor. Even above the name of your bishop. Let God be exalted. God be exalted. God be exalted. In my before time. God be exalted. God be exalted. God be exalted. Your before time. Where your purpose cannot be stopped. I'm not going to finish this today. But in your before time. Because before all the other things happen. Your legacy was carried in your purpose. You will leave a legacy of they that know they are God. They shall do exploits. If you haven't yet done exploits, you are not ready to die. Because they that know they are God shall do exploits. Exploits are waiting for you. In your before time, there are things that were ordained and put for you to do. That you will do it in the name of Jesus. You will not tarry. You will not get tired until you fulfill it in your before time, in your purposeful time. Your purposeful time carries your eternity. Your eternity is not carried by your husband. Though we sometimes call them liparatela. But I'm here to correct you. Your real eternity is not in the hands of man. A man who can get tired. But there is God who never gets tired. My eternity is in my God, is in my purpose. For the young ones who are ready for marriage, continue enticing each other and say, you are my eternity. But just for me, my eternity is in Christ. My eternity is Christ himself. My eternity is the one who knew me before I was formed. Do you know that it's not wrong to have a partner? But I want you to know, I only got to know you. Not even after being born. Yeah. Not after being born. I want to meet you. We met at the university. Tasha. And it was not wrong what we called each other.
That's what's wrong.
So, so that you can feel good.
Yeah.
But really speaking,
Jesus Christ, Jesus is your eternity.
Because even after we have got married, we don't know who will die first. And when he dies, doesn't mean your eternity is dead. My eternity is still alive. My husband is dead. But my eternity is still alive. There is a woman in the Book of Kings who understood this thing. And she said to the prophet of God, my husband has died. He was owing some people. And the man he owed has come to take away the children. The husband had died. But I'm here to say to you, your eternity remains. Because eternity is something that does not die. If the person next to you can die, will die someday. In the true sense of life, it's not your eternity. But I'm still your eternity. But I want us to know this. When you walk in the when you live a purposeful life, your purposeful life, though you may be crippled in your body, it is the body that is crippled, not the purpose. The purpose cannot be crippled. The purpose cannot suffer harm. The purpose can never be destined. Come rain or sunshine, come night or day, the purpose remains alive. Let it remain alive. And let us stand on our feet. Let it remain alive. Let it remain alive. Verse 10 of chapter 46. Be still and know that I am your God. Be still and know. Be still and know. And I will be exalted. God be exalted above all other names. You want a reward. You want inheritance. Your inheritance is in your purpose. Last week, we spoke about the prodigal son who said to himself, I need the grace of a father. Not the grace of a brother.
I want for it.
Not the grace of a mother.
I want mad.
But the grace of a father.
What our bad?
When he received the grace of a father, even the brother was surprised. How could this happen? In his wilderness moment, he remembered, all that I'm suffering today are consequences after asking my inheritance. But he said to himself, I want to go back to my before. To my before time. Before I asked for my inheritance, I want things to be as they were. In this house, I know there are people who are saying, men of God, I know through experience, I know it through experience that what you are saying is practical in my life. I just desire my before moment. You know, if you want to fulfill God's purpose for your life, You don't need to refer to your after moments. Refer to your before moments. Because that is written in capital letters. Your before moment carried your purpose. An unstoppable purpose. There is an unstoppable purpose. Lord, I know I've committed mistakes. I am living the life of after mistakes. But I want the life of before mistakes. I want that life. There is pain and regret when you live in the life of the after moments. There is pain and regret. But in the before moment, there is God who knew you. There is God who knew you. Let's close our eyes. Having our eyes closed, I want you to know. In your case, God will make things work together. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Ghost is here. Him alone will be exalted above all other names. If you are here, we are closing our eyes. This is a very delicate moment. It's a very delicate moment where you need not allow the person who only met you at tertiary, who only met you when you were 18 or 21 years. Don't allow that person to stop you from your purpose. Put your hands together. Put your hands together. As a sign of celebration, God. Right now, I want to invite a person who is saying, man of God, I have suffered the rains. I have suffered the scorching sun. Stones wanted to swallow me. But today, I want to accept you. I want to accept you so that I can walk in my before time. Because in my before time, I knew I was known by God. But now, I don't know.